again, this is the old, old Good Morning Man with Program 20 in a 260-program series celebrating WHKP's 50th anniversary. As the calendar gives me the urgent reminder it's time to do another feature, I have great empathy for the old master, Mr. Frank Fitzsimmons, who did a similar series for 25 long years called From the Banks of the Ocklawaha. He dealt with the early history and happenings of the area. I'm dealing only with the past 50 years, basically where Mr. Fitz left off. Today, I'm going to tell you about one Captain Gilmer, and at the age of 90 in 1953, was described as straight as the mast of his early ships and as alert and active as a modern PT boat. Over these past 50 years, it's taken the patience of Job to do a morning show during icy weather or on snowy days, because no matter how hard the schools try to keep kids from calling the radio station, they still do, even some teachers. In emergency times as these, morning people are frantic, trying to get all the incoming messages of cancellations or postponements, shift changes or altered schedules. And after an hour of hearing, "Any school today?" on the telephone, morning men begin to go berserk. Charlie Renfro used to shout profanities at them. Al Hope has been known to throw things. And sometimes, just as disconcerting, were calls to announce that Mrs. Whiffenpoof's bridge group will not play today. The feeling always was, should we take up the same time giving information about a bridge game maybe affecting eight people as an announcement about a school impacting the lives of thousands, but always we'd do whatever announcement was given to us. In those years, I'd always get a call from someone to be sure and announce that Captain Gilmer's school was either open or closed. In those years, I had not the faintest idea of what Captain Gilmer's school was, where it was located, or even how it came into being, or even if there was one. I remember once asking somebody, "Is there really a Captain Gilmer school?" The syndicated columnist Sidney Harris used to do an occasional column on something he had run across while looking for something else. Well, this happened to me with Captain Gilmer. May 21st, 1953, I ran across a story in the Times News that Captain Gilmer was 90 years old. He had entered the Naval Academy in the class of 1880, and out of a class of 76, he was one of only 36 to graduate. His first assignment was on board the USS Nipsic, a bark-rigged ship bound for a cruise around South America. He later was transferred to the USS Alert, a small three-masted gunboat bound for Honolulu, and this was before Hawaii even had become a territory. That little ship carried 6-inch smooth-bore guns. During the insurrection, Captain Gilmer spent 3 years in the Philippines, and that's when he was promoted to naval captain in 1912. And served as commandant of the 12th Naval District up and down the West Coast. In World War I, he commanded the battleship USS South Carolina, one of the first all-big gun ships of the Navy. After World War I, Captain Gilmer was named Naval Governor of Guam. Interviewed about memorable experiences, he recalled having participated in the dedication of the Statue of Liberty in 1886, of the dedication of Balboa Park and the Spanish Lighthouse. Captain Gilmer chose to retire to Hendersonville, and he lived in the Seventh-day Adventist community, sometimes called Mountain San. At one time, the Adventists operated what was known as the Asheville Agricultural School. It's also been called simply Mountain San, and in 1950, the elementary school out there consisted of only one room with an outside privy. In 1950, Captain Gilmer became concerned over the children being crowded into that one room and having to brave the rigors of winter just to go to the bathroom. So he donated $2,000. That was a nice sum back in 1950. And that was to buy the materials to add another classroom and a couple of bathrooms, one for boys and, of course, one for girls. The people of the Mountain San community provided the labor, and the welcome additions were made. The school, which was then known only as the elementary school, was then named the Captain Gilmer School. In preparing this program, I contacted the headmaster there, Mr. Ferdy Watke, who provided these specifics. I explained my interest and how, when I'd get the call asking us to announce the Captain Gilmer School was closed, I always wondered, "What is Captain Gilmer School?" And he laughed heartily. He said, "I could tell by your voice there was a bit of irritation." "That was you calling?" I replied. "It sure was. And at the end of this year, I'm going to hang it up. I plan to retire." "My goodness," I said. "How long have you been there?" 39 years, Mr. Watke says. "I came to the school in 1957. Mr. Watke is just one of the many people I wish I'd had the time to get to know better. He went on to say that when they built the new school, which teaches students from kindergarten through the eighth grade, They had no other name in mind, and so they simply carried over Captain Gilmer's name, who gave the money to bring elementary education out of a one-room classroom to a modern school on the hill, a part of the Fletcher Academy. Captain Gilmer died in January of 1955, just a few months before he had been 92 years old and the oldest living officer of the United States Navy. Now, the marvelous memory of a seventh child who had the good luck to be born here, the good sense never to leave, and a job he loved for all of his life. Sursum corda as we head into the next 50 years.